Ever dream of creating unforgettable family memories on beautiful vacations, but worry about the cost?
Do you find yourself praying for a way to travel without leaning on credit cards and facing a mountain of bills when you get back from your amazing vacation?
Yeah, imagine if you could plan that perfect family getaway, every detail covered.
Yes. Join us as we uncover the secrets to budget-savvy vacations that bless your family with joy, not debt.
Love that. Guys, pack your bags and your budget, because we're going to give you the 7 steps to making your dream vacation a budget-friendly reality. Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt-free, but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast. So we're going to dive in to the how of this whole thing, because we know it's a big topic, you guys. It comes up with every client. It comes up with all of our free coaching calls. It's just definitely a thing. So we're going to talk about how to do this, all the different things that you need to consider for costs that come up for vacation and traveling. We're going to talk about the system that we're going to have you implement. And then we're going to do a little mindset Jedi trick thing to help you get in the right frame of mind.
Ooh, are we like the Jedi?
Are we or are they?
Are they the Jedis and we're the... What is it?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to say it because people will unfollow.
I know. Okay, but listen, here's some deal. Your vacation is going to happen anyways. Like, you're going to take the vacation. So what we want to do is make it budget friendly. We want to actually make a budget for it so you know what you're looking at and you feel good and know that you're not putting it on credit. Yes. And you're not pulling from maybe the bills account to be able to pay for it.
Okay, so we're going to tell you how to pay for it. We're going to tell you exactly what to do.
Yeah.
I think it's fair, Vanessa. In return, they sent us a picture of them on vacation. Don't you
think
that's fair?
Yeah, I think so we should.
You should either tag us on Instagram, Facebook, all those things, or you should just email it to us so that we can like act like we were there with you. I think that's fair. So,
okay. Selfish at
all? I don't think so. So, the first thing that we need to know, y'all, is when and where. So, so some of this happens to you, right? My mom has planned a family reunion or I have to go to a wedding or whatever. And then, but what I'm really talking about, those are all good. Those are great. But remember how we can sit down in the beginning of the year and be like, what do we want to do with as a family for spring break, for summer, for fall break, whatever? Do we? And that's where a lot of people stop dreaming. They don't vision cast what they could be doing with their family. But this is the place to do that. And usually at the beginning of the year, it'd be great. Sit down with your family and say, where do we want to go? What do we want to do? And when?
Yes. I think that's the other thing is a lot of people, we get new clients. So, it's March. We have to budget for spring break. I'm like, yes. But if you were my client like 3 months ago, we'd be budgeting it back then. Because the idea is to be able to know when you're going, how much you need to go, and then plan the whole thing out. And so the number one first step that we want to tell you is that you need to know when and where. Those are the two big things. So sit down, have that wonderful family meeting, or maybe it's just you and your spouse sitting down and plan that out.
Yeah. And I think what's cool about this is it takes it from abstract to this is when and what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. It makes it like real.
It's all real. Okay. So that's easy. That's the easy part. Okay.
Yes.
So once we know the when, the where, those are very important because the where or the when is also going to tell us how many days and stuff like that. So then we're going to go through, we have a list of things that you're going to write out and you can get our travel planner at myidealbalance.com/travel. You can get this and help like brain dump everything and come up with a budget for this. But there are so many costs associated with traveling, whether this is for fun, whether this is not for fun, whether this is for sports or vacation or whatever is happening. There's a lot of costs.
This is the biggest part of this conversation. So the first thing you want to look at is how are you getting there? So
yes.
Whether it's you're driving.
Walking.
Are you taking a bus? Are you taking a train. Yes, there's so many. How are you going to get to that vacation? Mm-hmm. And you need to figure out that cost, because that is probably one of the biggest costs, if not lodging is the other one.
And depending on how far you're going, you need to figure out the travel days. So a lot of times we look at getting there, or once we're there, what do I need to plan for? What is it going to cost me? We have a friend that just went to Japan, then Bali. So their days in the airport were numerous. Okay. And so you have to plan for that. You have to. And then if it's several people, we have to plan. Where are we going to, what, how are we sleeping? Mm-hmm. Are we eating? What do we need to do in the meantime before, until we get to our destination? You want to plan for that as well.
You also need to make sure you're planning. I always just include it in travel, like your food. Listen, airport food. My husband just went. He had a family funeral that he had to attend. And he got a chicken sandwich at the airport. It was $30.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst I've ever heard.
Oh, my gosh. And he was like heart-wrenching when he swiped his card to pay for that. But do not forget about this food at the airport if that's what you're doing. Because, and Shana said, the to and from, if you're going to fly, how are you getting there? Are you going to leave your car at home? That means you need an Uber. Do you need a rental car? There's so many.
Or if you're parking at the airport, how much is that going to cost? So, yes, this seems like we're being meticulous, but we're not doing it to make you angry at us. We're doing it so that everything's covered. We're helping you think of everything so that it's on paper and on purpose. And then you can just travel and not feel like I forgot everything, or, oh, I'm already over budget and I haven't even left town yet.
2 days. Right?
And so then the other thing is, for us, when we travel, a lot of times we will take an Uber to where we're going, or a cab. Some people take cabs. Or you might need to get a rental car. So think about this is what we're saying is, how are we getting there? All the things encompassing. Because then once we get there, where are we going to live? What are we staying in? Are we staying in a campsite? Or are we in a 4-star hotel? Are we staying at mom's house? What are we doing once we're there? And what is that going to cost?
Yeah. The second part here is on how to budget for this is the lodging. Mm-hmm. So where are you staying? Like Shana said, are you staying with friends? Are you staying in a 5-star hotel? Are you staying in a campground? Like, where are you going to stay? And we need to add up the total cost, including tax and fees, and if there's parking on premise, because that's a new thing, and the total cost of what it's going to be for y'all to stay at that location.
Listen, the fees, so there's a lot. Okay, so I remember that one of the first trips I took by myself was going to a conference, and just like Vanessa said, I was like, oh, I paid the hotel. I set aside money for gas. I was feeling really good. I brought my food. I was really good because I could drive. And then I got there and they said, that will be $130 for parking. And I said, excuse me, what did you say with your words just now? I was not planning on that. So parking, that can be one. The fees that come if you're doing like an Airbnb or Vrbo, just make sure that you look at that whole. Don't look at the cute little number they quote and you're like, oh, I can only afford to go here. And then you're like, oh, once I actually got the bill, here's what it is. Make sure you look at all of that. Just again, you're going to budget for it. You're going to totally afford it, but you want to know, again, that you have all of it accounted for.
Yeah, you want to be caught off guard. That's what we're trying to avoid. Yeah, trying to avoid here. Okay, so now we have all of that done. So the next thing is food and drink, mm-hmm. right? So what are we going to be eating and drinking? And how are we going to stay alive while we're on vacation?
Yeah. Yeah, are we fasting? Probably not. This is going to probably, for your family, be a combination of eating out and maybe grabbing some groceries mm-hmm. or grabbing some easy-to-make sandwiches or whatever you guys might do. It's going to be a combination. And then maybe you might need some snacks as you go, or water. Water is a really big one. We always make sure we grab water jugs once we get there or on the way, because people are thirsty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So all of that is something you need to consider.
Yeah. And I was just going to say, make sure you budget in those snacks, because you probably will be on the go. You're trying to make the most of this vacation and hit maybe as many destinations or excursions or events that you want to while you're there. But that doesn't mean you always have to go out to eat.
Mm-mm.
So bring maybe a cooler, or find a cooler, or rent a cooler, or whatever you can, and pack some stuff in your car and grab some snacks so that way you can eat in the car.
Yeah, I had a client once that traveled for work every week, basically. And so we had a list. When she got wherever she was going, she went to the local supermarket, she got these things, and she didn't have to cook, but she would have food. And that's what Vanessa and I do. We have some different things that we do, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But think about, if we weren't going to cook if we weren't going to go out to eat, what is some small things? Oh, by the way, if you have if you're at a bed and breakfast or a hotel that has a continental breakfast, you better believe, y'all, we're taking advantage of that. We're grabbing the apple to go. We're grabbing the banana to go. That's a little snack too. So just make sure, because one thing that we say is, you don't necessarily want to eat out every time you're on vacation. You don't want to feel bogged down by a bunch of fake food, right? So you want to, and also you want to enjoy the few times that you go out to eat. Like, this is really cool and different and yummy. I'm not even hungry because we just ate out at lunch or whatever. So just try to balance that, but definitely budget for it no matter what.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't want to be upset that you spent $100 on breakfast somewhere And now you can't go out to that fancy restaurant that you had booked months in advance for reservations for. All right. So the next thing we're looking at is shopping and souvenirs. Yeah, so you're going to go shopping while you're there. The kid might, maybe you found a dress. And there's always
a dress.
I'm not wearing dresses that I find guys on my vacations. No, I'm a dress person. And people are going to want some trinkets.
Yeah.
But for you to bring back for them.
Souvenirs, yeah.
So make sure that you budget that into.
Yeah. And also consider the type of trip you're going on. So if you're going on for a wedding, maybe you're going to get a gift for them. Maybe you've already got it, or maybe you contributed to something, but maybe you also want to get it there, or it's a shower. Or if you're going to a funeral, like Vanessa was just talking, maybe we need to get some flower arrangements. We need a budget for that. Or it just depends on the actual thing. Maybe you're going to a camp, or you're going to meet up with somebody that you want to get them something special to say thank you for whatever it is. So all of that, let's just consider that. And this is a big one, because you might have already considered, obviously, I'm going to pay my plane tickets and I'm going to pay for the hotel. But this is the little stuff that maybe you don't consider. And the next one is as well, which is what we're going to do whilst we're there.
Yeah.
Okay. The activities and the entertainment. What are we going to do while we're at the scene of the vacation crime? Okay. And you want to make sure you're budgeting for that, right?
These things can add up. So you want to make sure that you're figuring out what are you wanting to plan for? What are the outings? Maybe you're going to go to parks. Maybe there's a concert, or you're going to go, maybe you have a fun family outing that you're going to go bowling, right? Just all the things that you're going to do while you're there. Now, I do not like my vacations 100% planned ahead of time. I do not like that. That drives me crazy. I have some people that are like, oh, I know exactly what we're doing every single day. I'm like, that makes me want to throw up. But if there are certain things that you want to do while you're on vacation, plug those in, add the cost to them, and then maybe budget for, okay, I know we're probably going to do a couple other things. Here's our budget for that as well.
And a pro tip with that is make a calendar. So if you're planning to be there for 4 days, then go ahead and put the days down and say, maybe there's one thing we want. We only have 4 days, and we know, like when we went last summer for my 40th birthday, that's gross. It's fine. I knew I wanted to go zip lining or whatever it was. And we wanted to go to this specific winery, and we wanted to climb a mountain. And so we just kind of made sure each day that we had lots of room on the other sides, but we knew that we wanted to do these one things. And what did they cost? Because there's five of us, y'all. We have to pay five times for us to do whatever it was. And then that's one way, if you look at it through a lens of a schedule, and unlike Vanessa said, don't overbook you don't want that in your life, but don't overbook, but just make sure that you look at what you have available and it's going to cost to do those things.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll get right back to the show, but we wanted to give you a heads up right now that our signature budget template and course is available at myidealbalance.com/budget.
Guys, it is simple, easy to use, and pretty. Plus, it comes with walkthrough videos and special trainings that teach you exactly how to budget.
We're going to teach you the exact systems we use with our clients to get out of debt, to set up the savings buckets, to create the bills account, and to know exactly what's going on with your paychecks, and so much more.
So if you're new to budgeting, our system will help you get started easily.
And if you're a budget nerd like us, this system is about to become your new best friend, your new obsession, because it's the exciting, game-changing upgrade to your budget that you need right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so head on over to myidealbalance.com/budget and snag yours today. Now let's jump back to today's show. Okay, so the next thing you might want to look at is getting your passport. If you're going out of the country, you're going on a cruise, guys, you need a passport, and you have to get that months in advance. Mm-hmm. So make sure
it's not cheap.
So not cheap. The more people you have, the more expensive.
My client told me she paid $200 just to get her name changed for the passport or something ridiculous. It was really bad. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry for that.
And don't get a passport card. Those are basically useless. You have to get the actual book, guys, okay?
And whatever travel supplies you might need, you might need a sleep mask because you're bougie like me and you need that. Or you might need different luggage. Or you need, if you're Vanessa, you need a travel container for your earrings. Okay.
Yes, I do need that.
So who knows what you need, but just make sure you put that in the budget too. And then once you have this budget, now you've looked at it when you're going, you know where you're going, you know how much it's going to cost. What's the next thing they do?
Guys, then you get to open up a savings bucket that's called travel, that's called vacation. Maybe it's named the location that you're going. Maybe guys, I have this, I want to go to Bali. So I always talk about Bali on the podcast. You hear that a lot. Maybe just name it Bali. Maybe you name it Japan. You name it Africa, whatever, where it is you're going. So that way just keeps you motivated.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you open that, what you're going to do is open the account. We always say in the beginning, you're going to put 5, 10, 20, whatever the minimum is that they require you to open it, but you just want to get in the habit or get the system started, get the account open. So once you have that budget that you came up with, now we're going to do the math because you also have the win. So if I know that I have to pay for this all within the next 6 months, then I'm going to take that amount and divide it by six for the most part. There'll be some, there's some back and forth, but this is a very good way to start. Mm-hmm. I have 6 months. So what, how much do I need to be putting into that savings bucket every month for the next 6 months so I can afford everything?
Yeah. And a lot of people say that I can't afford this. And what we will say is maybe you just can't afford it right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So we don't want you to not take the vacation, but maybe you need to push it back a month or two or 3 months. So that way you can fund the whole thing in cash. Because yeah. Listen, you're going to want to take the vacations. We talk about this. Yeah. You're going to pull from somewhere. Might as well pay cash for it.
Absolutely.
If you need to put it off a month to make that happen, do that. Because it's going to be worth it.
Absolutely. And there's different things to do here. As we've said before, maybe you pause paying off debt to fund this. Maybe some of them might be non-negotiable, these trips, right? Or like Vanessa said, maybe we know this is a dream vacation and we give ourselves a year to afford mm-hmm. it. Either way, you're going to make it happen. What you're going to want to do is what we always say the next step is to start those auto transfers. So now I have a number. Let's say I need to put $500 a month in the account to be able to afford everything that I want by the date. And then every paycheck, I get paid twice a month. $250 automatically is going to get transferred from my paycheck into this account every paycheck. And then by the time I look up, I have money every time. And this happens with all of our clients. Okay, this month you're going to buy the plane tickets. This month you're going to do the lodging. This month you're going to do this. And then by the time you get there, you have the spending money because we also allotted for that too. The spending money is almost the only thing left in the account because you're going on the trip and now I'm going to use that. And that's how you want that to work.
Yeah, I think that is one of the biggest things is these clients are seeing the money build up. And by the way, they can buy things ahead of time because they're not strapped for cash, feeling like I have to buy it the day or the month that we're going because I had no money before. No, you've been planning for this month in advance. So it just feels so good.
Yeah. And you actually have the money to buy the plane ticket. There's different websites out there that tell you the best optimal time to buy the plane ticket. And you have it when you win instead of, oh, now I have to pay more because I didn't have the money. I have to pay more because it's last minute or whatever. And that's going to be the same case with everything. You're probably going to get a cheaper rate when you're able to pay ahead. And that's what the savings bucket is going to let you do.
Yeah. So number six, like we just talked about, is pay as you go, buy the things as the expenses come up, as you see them, as the sunscreen. Maybe a sunscreen goes on sale, guys. Buy that. Maybe you have some beach supplies or beach toys for the kids. And maybe it's at the end of the season now, but you're going to go during spring break so you can buy them cheap. So just plan ahead for all that. And just, again, you can now work at the speed of cash.
And so the last thing here is the mindset. What we talked about in the beginning is dream, vision. Get excited about going on vacation, going on this travel, traveling wherever you're going. And just become the kind of person that's okay, that travels and pays for it in cash. It's a really exciting thing to do. And we want to just let you know, it's okay for you to do this. You have to be diligent and plan it. We don't want you to do it after the fact or have to use debt or not, but it's okay to put this in your budget. You should feel really confident about that.
Yeah. And also knowing that I'm doing this and also my bills are being taken care of. I'm doing this and also I can eat this month. I'm not going broke on that.
Yeah.
You know, it takes all the guesswork out of it. And we listened to a podcast and he said, do one thing today that's going to make tomorrow easier. Mm-hmm. This is it.
Yeah.
This is the thing that if you take a little bit of time up front to plan your vacations, that entire experience is going to be like something you've never had before because you already took care of all the hard things.
Yeah. And one thing that came up when I was talking to a client about this is that your bills are also being paid. So sometimes if I'm going to go on vacation, I'm not going to have enough money for my bills or I'm not going in or something. So things are going to get messy. But what we're doing, what we've taught you, first of all, is set up your bill system, right? And so if you are going on paid time off, then you're still getting paid and everything should happen. Mm-hmm. If you're an entrepreneur, we're going to teach you and coach you how to get ahead or to pay yourself during the same way as you would if you were a W-2 employee, to pay yourself while you're gone so that all your bills still get paid. That's in a totally different account. And nothing is happening because this vacation money is also in a totally different account. So we just need that to get through your head, to know everything is taken care of. That's why we're talking all the time about separating finances. That is why, because everything is taken care of. You paid for everything in advance. You just go sip your Mai Tai, watch the kids play, whatever it is you're going to do. And that's all you're going to do, girl.
Yeah. And this is what adulting feels like, guys. Like you are budgeting all of this ahead of time. Everything is taken care of. You feel good about it. You know that you are, this is the first time you've ever been able to budget a vacation like this, guys. It is just, you're going to love it.
Yeah. So stop guessing. This is the time when you're going to stop guessing. You're going to start knowing. And my client said, once we went through all of this, we went through this process and she said, okay, I went ahead and pulled the jar of anxiety off the shelf. And from my head, that jar of anxiety, okay, I can take that one off. I got that. I figured this out now. now I understand. And that's what we really hope for you.
I can imagine how that felt for her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's so good. Okay. So here are just a couple things that Shane and I do when we go on vacation. So we go to the local supermarket and grab a couple things to either, this is before we go on vacation or while we're there, and grab some stuff to make or eat on the
snacks
go.
On the go.
Yeah, yeah, so we're not constantly going out to eat.
Yeah, so when people are hungry because you're waiting in line for the whatever thing, we have snacks. We don't have to go pay $30 or whatever for something at the tourist price. Another thing that we do is, like we said, we don't want to go out to eat every single. We want to have one time, maybe a day or a vacation where we're going out. We're excited. It's a fun family experience. So maybe we're just going to make sure that we're not. And one thing that we definitely do when we go together is we take our protein shake, our Shakeology, because that takes up a whole meal. It cleans and helps with all the stress from travel and all the food and like mental stress from travel. And it's an easy packable bag to take with you.
Yeah, it doesn't require a fridge.
It doesn't require a fridge. It's so great. And then look, you better believe that Vanessa and I are going to find all the free things to do once we're there.
Which was like that's how we became friends. It was like our love language when we first met 10 years ago.
Yeah. And like, yeah. So all the free for us here, local free vacation Bible schools, all the things. But for me, for example, I want to go see the site. So I always go run. Like, what's the most popular? Look on the internet. What's the most popular running place? Let me go here. This is free. Same with hikes, like local things like that. There's probably so many free things that you can also do wherever you're going.
I love a good downtown.
Yeah.
Okay. I just love a good.
Yeah, just walking around.
Yes. I'm such like a people watcher and just like a town. I just love watching and looking cute little towns, seeing all the shops, seeing everyone together. That's my favorite.
So what you're going to do now is go to myidobalance.com/travel. You're going to love it. You're going to go grab our travel budget planner so that you can do this. You can put this into practice. You guys can have a great vacation aspiration, motivation, goal going, and get set up with a budget for it.
It's going to allow you to keep that vacation in front of you, put it on your bathroom mirror, put it on your dresser, make this thing a reality for yourself and pay for it for the first time in cash.
Yeah.
Hey, if you found value in this podcast and you're ready to go deeper, here are some ways we can connect.
First, go ahead and take the leap. Book a free 20-minute financial coaching call with us. This is your chance to ask questions, to get personalized advice, and start mapping out your financial journey for free. It's on us. We're treating you. Just hop on a call, chat for 20 minutes. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Next, join our supportive Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded people who are trying to figure out this budget thing just like you.
Yep. Or if you want to take it to the next level, grab our signature budget template. You've heard us talk about it. It's a game changer for organizing and optimizing your finances. It's practical, user-friendly, and it's the perfect tool, girl, to start making real progress.
And if you're ready to get serious about your finances and you know you need the accountability, sign up for financial coaching now. Guys, this is the one-on-one hand-holding that you know you need. Let's be honest, guys. If you're going to do it on your own, you would have done it already. So that's what we're here for.
Yes. So visit myidealbalance.com for all the details, all the links, everything you need to get connected.
And hey, if today's conversation sparked a new idea or inspired a change in you, why not share that spark? Tell a friend about the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes.
Your words could be the nudge that someone else needs to start their journey towards financial freedom. And by the way, as we say goodbye, remember your financial journey, your well-being isn't just about numbers. It's about all the peace, the joy, the lack of stress that it's going to bring into your life. So you've got this, and we're here to support you every step of the way.